celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, so let it keep raining. CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Scene veterans Buy a Thread. Headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, that's a pretty strong start to the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2026. Whoever thought that we'd ever get here. But we did. And that is a tune called Ring-a-Ding. It's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band 1972. We recorded that, and I was playing banjo, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Miles Ray on bass, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, and that was our attempt at progressive bluegrass music, and we had a lot of fun recording it and playing it, and hope you enjoyed it. It's a little bit different, strong influence from John Hartford there. Great tune to start off the new year is one from Joe Newbery called First Day of the Year, and it's a beautiful folk song. He's a great writer. He's a banjo player, songwriter. He wrote the tune, they call it music, that the Gibson brothers did, I believe. And but he performs regularly with sort of folk music, country music, bluegrassy type venues. And this is a great song, First Day of the Year. I hope you enjoy it.
Right, draw the dancers near. Music sweet into the night, the first day of the year. Ring the banjo, make it sound, let your heart have cheer. Take the tune and pass it round, the first day of the year. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. Sawbucks, the first day of the year. Celebrate with kith and kin, far away and near. Oh, what a fine way to begin the first day of the year. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. Through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here.
Well, isn't that a pretty song? Oh, always enjoyed it. We did it at our country music club one year, and everyone particularly enjoyed it then. Right, let's have a little bit of bluegrass now. We'll get back to some real original sort of bluegrass. This is Flat and Scruggs in their Mercury recording days way back in 1948. They'd not long formed the band. Lester Flatt on lead vocals and guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Mac Wiseman on guitar as well, Howard Watts on bass, Jim Shoemate on fiddle, and here they are doing We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart. Flatt and Scruggs Band.
Time to me won't be so long. goodbye now, don't be blue. Try to be happy and be true. And remember what I say. Sweetheart, we'll meet again someday. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never more to part. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Don't cry, so please don't break my heart.
That's the very early days of bluegrass. I know the recording sounds a little bit dodgy by today's standards, but that's probably around one mic, and just the band would move in and out and just try and get the balance right as they sang and played. And I think that is some classic early Flat and Scruggs. We might hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, we'll jump over to the West Coast, California. There was a fine band in California named with Californian humor, of course, called the All Girl Boys. And as you can imagine, it was an all-female bluegrass band, but you had to be the something or other boys to be in a bluegrass band. So they were the All Girl Boys. And two members of the band, Kathy Barwick, Mary Gibbons, playing this song is on a Kathy Barwick album called In My Life. And it's a wonderful album. It's got a big range of music on it, but this is a fairly straightforward bluegrassy song. The song was written by Mary Gibbons' husband. Mary sings lead. Keith Little is doing some harmony vocal, and John Reichman mandolin, and I think Kathy's playing banjo. She plays dobro, she plays banjo, she plays guitar, she plays bass. She does a fine job of everything that she does. And here's a song called Tell Me Why. You have done this before. Oh, some of the nicest licks are in the fade-outs, aren't they? I think Kathy Vale was playing dobro on that one, and the lead guitar with a wonderful mandolin by John Reichman there. And we're going to hear from the John Reichman band just a little bit later. Meanwhile, we're going to hear from the Poor Rambling Boys from their 2019 album, Toil, Tears and Trouble. And this is an unusually written song called Bidding America Goodbye. Paul Rambling Boys are CJ Lewandowski on mandolin, Jeremy Brown on banjo, Jasper Lorentzen and on bass, and Josh Wrinkle on guitar. And they got Laura Orshaw playing fiddle with them. And here they are, Bidding America Goodbye. It's a little bit different, isn't it? Not the usual Poor Rambling Boys stuff, in my opinion. But it sounds different, and that's typical of the genre of bluegrass. You get songs from all over, songs about different things, and it's just the setting that you put them in. And I hope you're enjoying the range of material. Let's hear from Rhonda Vincent and a song from her All-American Bluegrass Girl album called Forever Ain't That Long. Forever Ain't That Long. Well, yes, it is. It's forever. Unusual title. Forever Forever Ain't That Long Anymore. That was Rhonda Vincent singing that song. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And yes, I've been following bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, thoroughly enjoying my journey through all the changes in bluegrass music. I'm a banjo player and occasional songwriter, and there's just so many parts about bluegrass music that I like, and I still get to play it with my sons in a quasi-gospel fun group that we have just called the Trenwiths. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played up to about a year ago, and then we finally decided to call it quits. But I love my bluegrass music, and all the music played on this show comes from my shelves. It's on CDs and LPs, and it's just a collection that I've amassed over the years, and I delight in sharing it with you. I hope you had a good New Year. I had a very quiet one. I tend to watch cricket on TV, and I went to bed before midnight. How's that for being a Grinch? But that's my style, really. Grinchy. Grinchy is probably a good description of how I behave. That sounds terrible. I shouldn't say that sort of thing on air. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations. This Free FM is an Access Radio station in Hamilton. This show is shared around Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, several stations, Access Radio stations in Canada. Hello to all the Canadians. Must be very cold up there now while we're having summer down here, and also some stations in the USA. Thanks very much for leaving the radio on when I come on. Well, I hope you do. You wouldn't be listening otherwise. And I like to play different sorts of bluegrass. And I'm going to, I need to tell you about our sponsor, Shearer's Music Works. If you're ever in Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. In fact, I'll be going to see them after this show. I'm just reconditioning an old guitar, and I need some guitar strings. So I'll be down to Shearer's and get some guitar strings and be able to get this guitar working again. Go and see them, tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and buy some strings or some accessories or a new instrument.